Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. This is the third podcast in a row that I am doing. I don't know why I say that every time. I think it's probably because I'm just drinking alcohol. And so I sound different. It's probably because I'm just drunk or a little drunk. Hopefully I'm not wasted. I want to do that. I want to drink responsibly, you know? Don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. Uber exists. No excuse anymore. I'm doing a podcast. Okay, so I'm going on vacation at some point, and I was just going to record a bunch and just throw it out. Because I'm not going to have time to record at some point. So I thought I might just... Oh my God. I thought I might just ramble a bunch about a topic that's just on my head. Because I've already got all this shit set up and I'm having a good old fucking time. And a topic that I've been thinking about literally just right today. Well, before, but now today for sure. Is game collecting. Yeah. So the reason that this is kind of on my mind right now is I just watched a video of a game room tour by a YouTuber. Her name is Kelsey Lewin. And that's, you could just find her on YouTube. She owns a store, like a video game store, I believe, called Pinkerilla. I found her through another YouTuber named Metal Jesus Rex. I think he's, a bigger YouTuber. He's got more subscribers, so maybe you've heard of him. If not, he's just a game collector as well. Just collects games. That's their YouTube. That's kind of that's their corner of the internet. That's what they talk about. And, you know, she was featured on his channel a lot, so I follow both of them, and I just watched a video from her channel about her game room, and apparently she moved into a new apartment or whatever, and there's a room dedicated to her games, and it's interesting. She mentioned in this video, and I will link these. God, I'm fucking burping. I will link these channels on my site, so it links it on the when iTunes and all that shit goes to grab my podcast. But anyway, as she said in the beginning of the video, that people were saying that she didn't have that many games. She has like over 1,000 games, and she's actually culled back the library a bit for space reasons and shit like that. And it's like 1,000 games. Jesus Christ. Like, my video game collection right now is in like a little, it's like a pantry that you buy off Amazon. It actually is a DVD cabinet, I think, but we used it as a pantry. But then we moved it again, and I put DVDs in it and shit. Yeah, I don't have that many games. I don't know, hundreds? A couple hundred, maybe? Physical games and shit? Across all systems? Thousands over 1,000 digitally, but you know, that's not real. That doesn't exist. It's bullshit. Anyway, but if you watch this video, it's like, it's pretty fucking cool to me. And this Metal Jesus Rocks gentleman here, he owns his own home, so he's got an entire basement full of the shit, so his collection's probably a lot bigger. And there's other people that he promotes on his channel that also are interested and do the same stuff. And I wanted to talk about it because I also watched another video today about how physical games, once digital gaming becomes the norm, it's going to be really difficult to collect games And that, I don't know if it bothers me so much as like I don't care that much, but I do think about what these people are going to do. And my thought was that, well, I guess it really doesn't matter. Like, let's say the next consoles, which it's not going to happen, but let's just say there's no more physical games. Well, that doesn't diminish their collections that they have now. Those things they're theirs forever. So, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. Now, I don't remember when I started following these individuals, but the reason I did, well, is I'm just interested in what these people have. Like, wow, that's cool. That's rare. That's ridiculous. Where the fuck do you get that? And you're obsessed with finding this thing. And like, I like looking at it, and you can do that through the internet. I don't have to know these people. I just watch their channel. But the real joy that I derive from watching these channels is that sometimes, like, my collection is not big, and I would love a collection of something. Like, when I see something like that, I'm like, man, I should have done that, or I should have collected that, or I should have kept that. And the only thing I should have ever kept, I had Rule of Rose on PS2. I traded it into GameStop because I didn't like it and I wasn't going to play it anymore. And I said, fuck this. And now it's worth a couple $100. And I don't even want it for the money reasons. I just want it because it's so fucking rare that I kind of want to go back and play it and like finish it. But I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm not spending that much money on that game. So I'm sad. That's the only thing I'm really like, fuck, I wish I would have kept that. God damn it. However, there's a weird anxiety that I get about these things, like, man, look at all this cool shit they have, and I don't have half that cool shit. But it's not anxiety from that. It's that it's about the anxiety of, like, maybe I got rid of something like that game, or I could have had that, or I saw that once, and, like, I wish I would have been collecting more stuff. And honestly, watching videos by these people gives me, like, it really eases my mind, because I think I don't have this stuff, and maybe the physical games are going to go away one day. Maybe you're not going to be able to play this game, that game, the other game, but somebody out there fucking has this stuff. Like, someone is collecting this crazy shit that you're never going to think, you've never even heard of. But it's like, it's not lost to time. It's not lost in a landfill somewhere. Someone out there is collecting it. Someone has it. I don't know why that I like that idea, but I do. because I just watched a video from another YouTuber named Kevin Kenson. And he said there was this, like, almost cable-like subscription for this video game company, and fuck, I don't even remember half the shit, but basically it was like all the library on this digital service is gone because the digital service closed. Now, like I said before, if the PlayStation Network just closes and I lose all my shit, well, I'll lose my mind. I'll be done. I'll be like, but I just don't think obviously it's a super profitable company. It's the most profitable part of Sony. It's probably not going to happen, but you never know. I mean, fucking 20 years from now, who the fuck knows is going to happen? So that, like, gives me a bit of anxiety knowing that, like, that thing that he was talking about, that's gone forever. No one's ever going to play that shit again. So it gives me, like, it makes me happy that these people have that rare fucking game that you can't go to the store and buy. You can't find it anywhere. You can't even find the shit on eBay. Someone has it. And these people are nice. They seem nice. I don't know them in person. They seem nice enough. They're just, I don't know. It's a nice little thing to do with your money, I think. And maybe it's a waste of money, people think, but I don't know. If I had like a tons of money, I would do it. But the other thing is I think they buy a lot of things before it's a cool thing to start collecting. They're like, oh, I already have that fucking thing. I collected that 10 years ago. Now it's, you know, I have the whole collection, and that's the thing. This YouTuber, Kelsey, she's got like all the, Jesus, what was that called? Dude, I don't even know. I'll just link the video too, but it was like this Japanese game. It was like, I've got all of them. I've got like all the systems. I'm like, Jesus, I've never even heard of that. And I love video games, but she's got them all. However, it wasn't released in America. That's probably why I've never heard of it. And she's got she knows a lot, hell of a lot more than me. You should probably subscribe to her YouTube channel. But yeah, that just, those people make me happy. As stupid as that sounds. I like watching their videos. I like seeing what they've got. The craziest stuff. And I know I would never do that. Even if I did have a bunch of money, I just wouldn't do it. I collect things not to collect them. I collect it by the literal, like, I'm collect, like, I bought it and now I have it. And in 5 years, whoa, holy shit, did you hear that? That was not that loud. Sorry. I went back to the lime beer. It's colder. Sorry. That is, what's the word? I'm thinking of sour? Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So I have, you know, my collection is just the games that I bought because I wanted to buy them. I don't know if I've ever been like, well, I have to have all of this thing that already exists, so I have to go find them all. I'd never do that. It's just random shit. Like, I bought a Tomb Raider Lara Croft little action figure that's like in this box, but she's like literally modeled after like Tomb Raider 2. Like, she looks like she does in the game. Well, she doesn't look like she looks like in the game. She's not that polygonal, but like what you would have seen in the magazines. And she's like got her like winter jacket and all this cool stuff. And I was like, I got it for like $5 at a flea market or whatever. I'm like, I just wanted it. And so I have it, but never am I going to be like, well, I have to get like all the fucking action figures by this company made by this. I have a house and I don't have space for that shit. So I can't imagine that she has an apartment or, you know, whatever. I mean, fuck. I would almost, if I won like millions of dollars in a lottery, I mean, an astronomical amount, I'd be like, I'm buying you a whole separate store. Or just a mansion. Not a crazy mansion. I don't know this person. I'm not going to give her all the money in the world. But I'm like, here's the space that you need for all the things you want. I wouldn't buy her anything. I would just buy the space so that these people could just perfectly display this shit. It's like, yeah, I just love that shit. Like, these people that buy these special editions of games with these statues. And I don't have any of that. I mean, I've got nothing. And technically right now I'm looking at a Sackboy, Little Big Planet bobblehead I got when I bought the Vita, and I bought a carrying case, Little Big Planet carrying case. That's it. That's the figure I have in my living room. That's it. And it's like the size of my thumb. And technically also, my wedding cake topper was me and my wife. We were Sackboy and Sackgirl. But that's it. I don't do any of this crazy shit. But seeing this video by her and her channel is like, she's got just the fucking craziest over the top shit I've never even heard of. Like a sewing machine branded by a game or something. I don't fucking know. It's just fun stuff to look at. Which is why I think these channels are successful, because I think a lot of people like to look at that stuff. Look at stuff you never have. Maybe you're not interested in ever having, but it's interesting to see. So I don't know. I don't even know where this fucking topic's supposed to go. I'm just doing a rando here. But recently, I'm also a person who never leaves things in the box. Now, the Tomb Raider figure that I just said, Lara Croft is still in the box, but that's also because, like, I'm not going to play with the action figure. I just set it there. It's just sitting on, like, a thing in my room. And, you know? Like, I bought the 20th anniversary PlayStation controller. PlayStation 4 DualShock. DualShock 4, I think that's what it's called. Bought that, and I was like, this thing's like $50. It was on sale at the time, actually. I was like, I'm not going to fucking leave it in the box. I'm going to play with this motherfucker. And I played with it until I broke it. So, joke's on me, moron. But yes, I'm not going to not play with it. The 500 million controller, I wanted to buy two. It was the first time I ever was like, I'm going to buy two. I'm going to leave one in the box. I didn't buy any of them. Now I have zero. So, that's fun. You know, I don't know. I'm going to use the thing that I bought. That's just like the Spider-Man PS4. It's sitting in my entertainment center. I'm not going to be like, well, it's a lot of money on eBay. No, I fucking want it. I want it to sit there and I want to play with it. So you're not going to find any boxed items. Now, an obsessive compulsive tendency would lead me in that direction if I had a fucking load of money, so I'm almost kind of glad I don't, or at least I'm glad I didn't have that much when maybe I was more susceptible to doing things like that. I think now, even if I had a load of money, I wouldn't do something like that. I'd say, well, like, I love shirts with designs, like cool designs that, like, buy shirts with artist stuff that I like on them, or a video game shirt or whatever. And I wash the shit out of the stuff and it shrinks or it just wears out. And I hate that. The only times I just don't do that is I once got a shirt. I know this has nothing to do with the video games. I once got a shirt. I was on vacation and we were at a bar and they had a Linen Kugel's 150-year anniversary red t-shirt on the wall. And I was like, that's a cool fucking shirt. How do you get that? And they're like, you got to drink a Linen Kugel's beer at every bar on the lake. And I was like, how many is that? I don't remember. It was like fucking 10. It was, I don't remember. Was it six to... Who cares? Point of the story is, I was like, I'm getting that fucking shirt. My wife drove me to every bar. I ran in, slapped money on the table, chugged a beer. I got that shirt, okay? I've never worn that shirt because I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to get something on it. I don't want to wear the fabric out. I'm going to frame that shirt. Have I framed the shirt yet? No, I have not. But I also have not ruined that shirt. This story is now over. Let's go back to video games. I don't have any. The only collector's editions that I've ever gotten were Grand Theft Auto 4. I don't know why. It came with a cool lockbox, and it came with a duffel bag that was not a good duffel bag. That was it. And a keychain. And an art book. And I'm like hiccuping now. I gotta fucking end this podcast. And music, but I was like, I don't know if that was worth it. And then Metal Gear, which was worth it because you got the Yoji Shinkawa artwork on the buck, the box art, and then you got what the fuck did you get? Oh, a DVD, making of DVD or whatever. And it's one of my favorite games. But as that's collector, you know, these hundreds, $150 game, no. No. Probably not going to do it. Not going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. I just was thinking about games and having the game versus digital, and these people can literally go like, you want to play this obscure-ass fucking game for this random-ass console that no one's heard of? I can go do that if I want. I thought that was cool. I'll link their channels so you can check out their work. It's far better than the podcast you're currently listening to. And I haven't seen them drink one beer or have one incoherent thought on their programs. So with that, thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me, be part of the show, shoot the shit, be my friend, do all that. Twitter, at PopconJacob, that is PopConJacob. Thank you for listening. Have a good night or day or afternoon. Appreciate you, and I'll see you next week.